weighing on U.S. President Donald Trump's conduct in office. The day's two witnesses, William Taylor, the top American diplomat in Ukraine, and George Kent, who oversees Ukraine affairs at the State Department. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, will testify on Friday, with eight more witnesses scheduled for next week. All of this is centered on allegations that President Trump abused his authority in his dealings with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi talked about the mood going into this week's impeachment hearings.
Prayerful, thoughtful, and actually sad today that our country has to come to a place where the president doesn't understand that Article 2 does not say that he can do whatever he wants.
North Korea has issued a new warning over joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has our report.
North Korea's supreme decision-making body has lashed out at planned U.S.-South Korean military drills and warns that the U.S. will face a bigger threat and harsh suffering if it ignores North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline to salvage nuclear talks. I'm Zaria Shackley. The North State Affairs Commission says that the drills would violate agreements between Kim and President Donald Trump on improving bilateral relations and compel North Korea to raise its war readiness. The statement is North Korea's latest expression of displeasure over the military drills and slow pace of nuclear negotiations with Washington. The talks have stalled over disagreements on disarmament steps and sanctions relief.
That was AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reporting from London. Israeli forces have carried out new airstrikes in Gaza while militants there fired more rocket barrages into Israel. Palestinian health officials and Islamic Jihad say the Israeli attacks killed two people. From Washington, this is VOA News. Self-exiled and now former Bolivian President Evo Morales has arrived in Mexico, which granted him asylum after he resigned his office on Sunday and fled his country. Bolivian opposition leaders say they're working to ensure a peaceful transition despite continuing political tensions. While the impeachment inquiry plays out on Capitol Hill today, President Trump had a meeting scheduled with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the White House, a visit ripe with controversy. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Turkey's president says Syrian Kurdish fighters have failed to vacate areas along the Turkish border, despite agreements with Russia and the U.S., and says he'll talk with President Donald Trump on it. Speaking before departing for Washington, Erdogan said he would also give Trump documents listing terror attacks allegedly carried out by Mazlum Abdi, the commander of the U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish-led force. Turkey wants U.S. officials to arrest Abdi. Ankara believes the U.S. nor Russia have been able to clear northern Syria of terrorist organizations within the time they promised. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A car bomb explosion rocked Kabul today, and at least seven people in the Afghan capital were killed, with at least 10 others, including children, wounded. An Interior Ministry spokesman said the early morning blast targeted a foreign private security company vehicle, and that four company employees were among those injured. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing, which came after days of a lull in violence in Kabul. And Wednesday's attack comes a day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani freed three high-profile Taliban prisoners in exchange for two Western hostages, an American and an Australian. In Hong Kong, clashes between protesters and riot police continued overnight at the Chinese Hong Kong University, extending one of the more violent stretches in the 5 months of demonstrations in China's semi-autonomous territory. Police fired rounds of tear gas and rubber bullets at pro-democracy demonstrators, and students responded by throwing bricks and gasoline bombs. Police eventually used water cannon, then backed away. A suspected suicide bomber attacked a police station on Indonesia's Sumatra Island this morning. Authorities say the attacker was the lone fatality, while some security officers were wounded. No one has claimed responsibility. Police stations are common targets for suicide bombers in the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, which has struggled for years with Islamic insurgents. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is recovering after undergoing surgery to relieve pressure on his brain from bleeding linked to recent falls. The Carter Center announced Mr. Carter was suffering no complications and will remain in the hospital as long as advisable for observation. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. The best.